WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tens of thousands of Boeing machinists are on strike this morning after widely rejecting a contract endorsed by the company and union leaders. Union member Broderick Conway.
We all want a better future, and in order to have that, we have to have better support in our company. And it goes the same for them. If they want a better future, they got to know that their workers are being supported properly.
Boeing offered a 25% raise over 4 years, well short of the union's demand. Topic Ukraine, as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer visits President Biden at the White House today. They're considering loosening restrictions on Kyiv using Western missile hardware to strike deeper into Russia, something Vladimir Putin says would be an act of war. Former President Trump rejecting offers for another debate with Vice President Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, he's outlining a new plan that would not tax overtime pay. Cleanup in Louisiana after what Hurricane Francine left behind. Significant damage triggering widespread flooding. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he's troubled by the number of times local schools have to go to voters to raise more money through referendums.
Having to go to referendum just to keep the lights on, that's a bad sign. You know, that's not where we need to be as a state.
All told, Wisconsin schools will hold nearly three times as many local funding votes this year as last year. A four-legged favorite of Milwaukee Brewers fans has died. Hank, the ballpark pup, became the team's unofficial mascot in 2014. He was a stray who wandered into the Brewers' spring training facility in Arizona. After that, he came to Wisconsin to live with a Brewers executive's family until he died yesterday. The Brewers are asking people to donate to the Wisconsin Humane Society. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Labor officials say a Sun Prairie contractor isn't keeping its employees safe or paying proper penalties. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration says GL Construction of Madison had violations back in February related to fall hazards, improper eye protection, and unlicensed staff doing work they need a license for. Back in 2022, the company had to settle after a worker was hit and killed by a wall that blew over at a DeForest project. Before this, they had at least a dozen other violations. And tonight is the final Mad Lit Fest in downtown Madison. The free event from the Urban Community Arts Network features music, businesses, and food, and of course, dancing. It's tonight from 8 to 11 at the top of State Street. And the Viva Mexico Festival is Sunday at Bree Stevens Field. There's a parade, tons of music, and great food. It's an annual celebration of Mexico's Independence Day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuskett with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is working towards returning soon.
He's going to do everything he can to be out there, and we'll give him the week.
LaFleur added that Love has been at practice helping out this week.
Yeah, he's been out there at practice and been engaged, knows every play call, is always coaching up Malik, coaching up Sean, is doing a good job with it.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 83. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 62. Winds will be out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs around 84. Saturday night, showers and storms, and a low around 62.
Currently 63 degrees. Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. September 14th, Oogtoberfest kicks off with keg tapping of Oogtoberfest Marzen at noon and music by the Waltzmeisters from 2 to 5 p.m., then the Gary Beal Band from 6 to 10. September 21st is Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation Social from 2 to 8 p.m. with live music from Jay Wildner at 1 and the Characters at 5. It's all at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if you know someone who is interested in aviation and they're on the younger side, join us in hour number two as we learn about the Young Eagles program. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
She went over to ABC, which, in my opinion, has taken a big hit because these two people were bad news. They kept screaming at me. I said, why are you screaming? I'm saying to myself, I'm looking at him. I always liked him. I'm not going to watch him anymore. I'm not going to watch him because he's not legit. What he did, I'm not going to watch him.
Oh, he's so better. David Bruce fan.
And his hair's not as good as it used to be, you know?
Okay. Don't not say that Donald Trump is not talking about the issues most important to America.
David Muir's hair
is not as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
So,
David Muir is crying so hard.
Destroying your family. David Muir's hair is destroying your family.
Yep.
Okay. I think you're going to have to jingle yourself. Why are you jingling yourself, Mike? Why are you jingling yourself?
Hey!
Where's hey?
Mike.
Here he is. Hi, Marky Mountain Mike.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Are you really in Iceland?
Yes.
I am in Iceland. Oh. I am close to the fishing village of Vík on the south coast. This is a wonderful day.
Aww. I imagine taking amazing photographs, as you do.
We saw the aurora and photographed the aurora borealis for the last time.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's wow. Cool.
I prefer
last
aurora from
Vestrahorn, and oh, did it make me Vestrahorny?
Sorry. I prefer aurora from what's the movie we love with Goldie Hawn and Chevy Chase?
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
I'm seriously, dude, you got to come to Iceland.
I've always wanted to.
Yeah, it is
beautiful.
I've always
wanted to.
Yeah. Well,
everybody,
you know,
and their dog is doing it.
Well, you know where everybody's going to be next Saturday is in Durham, North Carolina, see Rocky Mountain Mike on panel.
A lot of people coming are immigrants, so Durham Animal Control is catering.
All right. Wonderful.
I have to say, you have
come. Should I bring anything?
You have come just to a couple of sexy liberals and walked in the audience and gotten a standing ovation.
Oh, yeah.
So people are very excited.
So nice. You know, in Denver, I was backstage sitting on a chair getting ready to introduce the show, and I walked over to John for a second. I came back, and Glenn Kirshner had set his bag on my chair, and I was kind of looking at him, and he was looking at me, and I knew who he was. He didn't know who I was. I said, hey, I'm not just some schmuck. I'm the schmuck who made your jingle.
Right. Yes.
Exactly. And everybody's jingle.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mike, we can't
even
wait.
Even his own jingle.
Right. I know. We can't wait to see you next Saturday. Very exciting.
Can't wait to see y'all.
All right, honey.
I'm bringing my family.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. Fly safe back from Iceland, all right?
Yes, right. Okay. Tomorrow. Right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, I'm playing one of your hits now. Okay, just because. Why? Because My pillow guy got sued.
Yes, he did.
It's just been a bad week for Trump and Trumpers. shipping and logistics company DHL sued Mike Lindell's MyPillow this week over an alleged shipping debt of $800,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of crappy pillows.
That is.
You know where he's going to have to go back to selling them in person. Robin in Minneapolis.
Didn't know what time it was. The lights were low.
Come out.
Hi. I listened to Stephanie on my radio.
I met Mr. Pillow.
Some lady was calling in from Minnesota. Minnesota nice.
It's very reasonable.
Talking about how the pillow man is fortune made.
He was a lonely guy.
Out in a kiosk with his sweaty tirade. Hey, that wasn't no pillow. That was sweaty cause.
You are this is the best pillow for you. I ran into an entire mall.
There's a mall up in the sky. We'd like to go and see it, but we think it blow our minds. In the sky, he's told us that we stole it, but he knows that it's just jive. He knows it. Elections, they can't lose them. They have to cheat to win them. Let all the QAnon Nazis in.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Ooh, you notice everyone calling from Minneapolis is like, ow, 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 because they're walking on cinders, because Minneapolis, as you know.
Burned to the ground.
Yes, much as Portland did.
Right.
Yeah, every city we played, I don't know where the people came from, because it was just cinders, smoking cinders.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
Seattle,
never,
too.
Never mm-hmm. been rebuilt. Okay. Oh, by the way, the weird thing still not bothering him, which is super good.
Oh, I know. It's so not bothering
it's
him.
It's fantastic.
Remember at the convention when she went out, they nominated her, even though she got no votes.
Mm-hmm. Right. 14 million.
No, she came in last place in the primaries, right? And then she got, and then she said, Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. No, she's a threat to democracy. She is a threat to democracy.
I know you were.
But you remember when she went out and she said thank you? Do you remember that? It was the weirdest thing. Am I wrong? Because they were saying J.D. and I are weird. Mm-hmm. No, we're very solid people. Mm-hmm. She's weird. And that vice president of hers is really weird. He's really.
Okay. Yeah, that continues to not bother him.
Not at all.
Not at all.
On the 11 billions times he has
not even
mentioned
a little.
It. Okay. I know you have a mind. And then, sick burn. Hey, Chris, who said it saddens me to see the former president bring his hate show to Tucson, a town with deep Mexican-American roots and a joyful, tolerant spirit? I don't just deplore his toxic politics, his hatred of women, immigrants, and people of color, his criminality, dishonesty, and ignorance, although there's that. Who said that?
Jason Voorhees.
No, Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt.
Who I was today years old when I found out was part Mexican-American.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Really? She's put out a few Spanish-language
records.
Well, I did not know that. Who said Trump first ran for president warning about rapists coming in from Mexico? I'm worried about keeping the rapist out of the White House. Who said that?
Speedy Gonzalez.
No! Ronstadt. Love her.
Oh, yeah.
Conjure some up over there.
Conjure some what?
Linda Ronstadt.
Who said I raised two adopted children in Tucson as a single mom? They're both grown and living in their own houses. I live with a cat. Am I half a childless cat lady because I'm unmarried and didn't give birth to my kids? Call me what you want, but this cat lady will be voting proudly in November for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Who said that?
The Frito Bandito.
No! Linda Ronstadt. Okay. Who is a fantastic singer.
She is.
Okay.
She is. I love her.
Kevin the Hilarious Gay in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello.
We haven't heard or seen from you since Chicago.
Since I thank you so much again for having me up there. It was so cool seeing you guys in person, behind the scenes, and being on the show. It was
you were fantastic.
Of my life.
Fantastic. All right, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. So. I have a question for Chris. Is he there, Mom?
Hi, yes.
Chris!
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Chris, yesterday you were talking about proctology exams.
Yes.
People are concerned about your doctor putting his entire fist in.
Yes, people are concerned.
Well, and that's the thing. It's really only supposed to be one finger, too, if you have an HMO. But
I know, people are like, are they dating? Is it an actual doctor?
I was being hyperbolic.
So I was concerned about a little.
Yes.
Yeah. Worse than him.
Yeah, I was concerned about the whole test. And but then I guess my other question is, do you know if your doctor is seeing new patients?
You nasty little minx. Paul in Phoenix, very excited about Chris Lavoie and his 18-inch biceps coming to, 19-inch biceps coming to Phoenix.
Yeah.
September 28th. Hi, Paul.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry I asked that. I was dumb. Yeah, I'm going to the Phoenix show.
Squee.
I also want to announce that I'm going to be your first spinoff from the Stephanie Miller show.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think you have a spinoff.
Do we have a spin? Have we had a spinoff of the show?
Of what show?
Of the Stephanie Miller show, the radio show.
Lots of spinoffs. John Fugelsang, Dean Obadala. Yeah, go ahead.
Karen and Anita.
With the dog. And Munchausen the cat doesn't speak.
Aww.
Oh, he's mad all the time.
Oh, okay.
You know why he's mad.
Aww.
But yeah, I'm excited to be in.
Does Munchausen fake illness a lot?
Or? I went to ASU like Chris, so.
What? Well, I'm sorry, what?
I know all about this area.
Yes. I lived there for 13 years. I love Phoenix.
Yeah, I listen to that KFII radio because I have sleep paralysis and I get scared of aliens getting me at night.
KFII.
I do all their crap every night.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can't wait to see you in September. September 28th, Paul. See you there.
Yeah. Happy birthday, too. I'll see you.
All right. Yes, my birthday is the 29th.
Yes, it is.
Munchausen.
That's kind
funny
of
funny name for a cat.
Troy really, you don't really have a hairball. You're just faking it.
My cats don't get hairballs.
Really?
Yeah.
Jazz got a lot more than Boots does.
Okay, let's.
What?
All right, let's just voters. Just voters. Here we go.
Will you vote in the presidential election?
Yes. Yes.
Can I ask who you vote for?
Carl Harris.
Yeah. Were you Democrats before or?
Yes.
Yeah. Lifelong. Yeah.
I'm a Republican.
You're a Republican? And you're going the other way?
Yes.
Why?
Because she behaves more like a human.
That's enough.
That's all you need.
That's enough.
I'm with her.
More like an actual human.
Good morning, America. How are you? My name is David Lucier. I'm a U.S. Army Special Forces Vietnam combat veteran with civilian service in both Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm also an honored member of the Arizona Veterans Hall of Fame. I'm coming to you this morning with an urgent message, and that message is vote blue all the way through.
Yeah.
Get your friends, your family to do the same. You may say to yourself, oh, I may have another bite at the apple in another couple of years. Wrong. You may not have that opportunity if you vote the wrong way. Mm. So I'm telling you, get out, make that vote count, vote blue all the way through.
There we go.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your service.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, there are some stragglers still.
There always are.
Okay.
This is a MAGA lady.
This is a Trump rally. If you don't like it, don't come here to protest. Don't come if you're uneducated and you don't know what you're talking about.
You would rather they just didn't come here?
I would rather them not come here.
Are you a fan of the First Amendment?
Absolutely. You know, the right to bear arms. Look, this is...
That's not the First Amendment.
No. The Fourth Amendment, but I'm saying...
That's not the Fourth Amendment either.
Which one is it?
Which one do you want to know? The right to free speech, the First Amendment?
First Amendment, freedom of speech.
Oh, my God.
And she's saying that the protesters are unintelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And you love the right to bear arms. Which amendment do you think that is?
I thought it was the Fourth.
It's the Second Amendment.
Okay. Well,
okay.
How big of a fan of it are you? The Second Amendment.
I carry. That's what I know.
You didn't know which amendment it was?
No, I didn't.
Jody, here's the good news for the gun grabbers like you and me and Angela V. Shelton. We can just get rid of the Second Amendment. She won't know.
She won't know.
I don't care because that ain't the one.
Amendment.
It's the Fourth. We'll be like, all right.
Okay, you go with that.
I mean, if she didn't know what the Third Amendment was, that's most people don't know what that is. But
you still got your First Amendment, so you can arm yourself with, you know, commas and prepositions. Okay. Let's have a little dab of hope before we break. Seth, the home of hope in L.A. Hello, Seth.
You didn't hit it.
I did it?
No, there you go.
Okay. Go ahead with your First or Eighth Amendment right, Seth. Go ahead. Hi, Seth.
I'm doing it. I'm going to quote Linda Ronstadt. Trump, you're no good. You're no good. You're no good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Regarding
if Chris wasn't so old, he could have had that music ready.
That's right. And regarding Laura Luma, mm-hmm. they got a thing going on, and we all know that it's wrong.
It's gross. It's gross.
Yeah, Laura Loomer's no good. She's no good. Maybe she's no good.
Trump having sex with anyone makes me... Yeah.
You really didn't know that she was Mexican-American?
I did not. Today, years old. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion... I don't see color, Chris, like you do.
That's not
this
it.
Portion
no,
of the
she's
show.
Very her proud heritage of her heritage.
She's... Everybody stop talking except me. This portion of the show. All of your First Amendments and Second and...
Fourth.
Third.
Fourth.
Fifth, just to be safe, are canceled.
All right.
This is not what democracy looks like. This is a dictatorship. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed there's a little more pep in my step once I bring my giant hydration system? Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow, let's see, Marina Del Rey to Pepperdine to Malibu, right?
Uh-huh.
Bahati Foundation, fantastic bike ride, almost 40 miles. You know, what's going to be in my bike bottle, Chris?
Morning Kick.
Oh, yeah.
And wine.
No, I do not mix my morning and my evening medicine. Morning Kick is a refreshing drink, strawberry lemonade flavor, delicious. I like everything cold, so it's lots of ice in there. It is so yummy. It nourishes your body, supports your gut health, boosts your energy, helps you feel more youthful. Right now, if you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, do it with Mama. Whee!
Yeah.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent disease. Text fees may apply. Batteries not included.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
What if you could help turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age? Introducing Dr. Marty Pett's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass,
though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the live one-on-one discussion with Nancy Pelosi. Hear what the first female Speaker of the House thinks about the state of politics and the presidential election, Monday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. Live coverage of Nancy Pelosi from Idea Fest, Monday night, September 16th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Services Administration.
Stephanie Miller.
Vladimir Putin was lying when he said he was for Kamala?
What?
Julia Davis, the famous Russia reporter, said, meanwhile in Russia, Vladimir Solovyov...
Huh?
Good. Well done.
Me. You heard me.
Well
All
done.
All right.
And Trump's former advisor, Dmitry Sims, bemoaned the outcome of the debate and complained that their hope that Trump would crush Harris did not materialize. Aww.
Aww. Aww.
They're grumpy in Russia.
Aww.
It's too bad. Okay. All right. We were talking to Glenn Kirschner, among others, about what our actual fears are about election interference this time. This is Jim Acosta and Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson.
What do you do on election night if there are people showing up at election counting centers, vote counting centers, at poll sites, trying to intimidate people? What happens? Are you planning for that or prepared for that?
Yeah, I mean, first we are planning for that. I think that's what we're doing right now. We try to mitigate the harm. We try to deter. We've passed laws in Michigan to make it a crime to threaten an election official, for example, in their line of work. So we've put more protections in place, built partnerships with law enforcement, and have actually done scenario planning with local law enforcement and first responders to be prepared for every contingency. So we'll be ready. We're also trying to communicate to people, don't try to disrupt our elections process. It's not going to work, and there will be legal consequences.
We've been saying this, but if you can vote early, I would vote early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just because that's a way, that's what they're hoping for, is that you're going to have to take off work, get child care. They can, take out the machines, so you have to stand in line for 12 hours, and they hope it rains. You know what I mean? Just try and do everything. I mean, that's why they were so freaked out about vote by mail, because a lot more people got to vote, and that they don't, and they lose when people vote.
It also gets your vote in case you die.
There
yes,
you go.
There, you,
there
go.
You go. There's that. Thanks. Chris always looking on the bright side.
No.
Well, he's not wrong.
Jocelyn Benson.
Only U.S. citizens can vote in our elections. That's the law of the land. And in every state, we work to make sure that law is realized. We prosecute anyone we find breaking the law, not just in that, but in other ways. And we also track the data. You can't register to vote in Michigan or get a driver's license without showing some documentation, which reveals whether you're a citizen or not and protects us against unwittingly registering people who aren't citizens.
Yeah.
So our processes are secure, and you'll find that across the country. The real impact of these allegations is to harm people's confidence in our election system and make them distrust the process. And that's the point I tried to make to Congress yesterday.
Yep.
Thank you. They are preparing to lose, but they're sowing the seeds now that there was cheating. Illegal alien, like she said, it's against the law already.
It is.
They are not voting. Governor Shapiro had to say, what did Trump say? 10,000 fraudulent votes have already gone out in Pennsylvania. He's like, we haven't even mailed out our ballots yet.
We haven't.
They're just trying to sow, as she said, all this distrust and that this isn't going to be a fair election because they know he's going to get thumped. Just like in the debate. Ha ha. John Fugelsang, next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin health officials are encouraging people to get their shots ahead of the cold and flu season. The Centers for Disease Control forecasts a milder season than last year, but that depends on how many people get their shots. Last season, about 35% of people in Wisconsin got their flu shots and 19% got the COVID vaccine. Officials say you don't have to go to your nearest Social Security office to do business with the agency. The SSA's Abigail Zapote says it's easier than ever to go online.
They can report a stolen Social Security number at identitytheft.gov and then go through our replacement process at ssa.gov/number-card to get that replacement card.
Zapote says you shouldn't carry your card in your purse or your wallet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin health officials want to hear from you about how they can improve care for families. Every 5 years, they put out the Maternal and Child Health Survey. It covers things like prenatal care, postpartum mental health, birth outcomes, and access to resources. And they need more responses. Dr. Jasmine Zapata.
It's very important that we have diversity of voices, of backgrounds, of experiences. And so if you could just help us to spread the word, if anybody's listening to this and can help us spread the word to a friend or a family member or at work about this needs assessment, it would be very, very helpful.
The survey is anonymous. It shouldn't take you more than about 15 minutes. They want to hear from more African Americans, Native Americans, more people near Milwaukee, and more people who live in rural areas so they can have that diversity Dr. Zapata's talking about. We have a link to it right on our homepage. Just go to mad.radio. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 83. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 62. Winds will be out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs around 84. Saturday night, showers and storms, and a low around 62.
It's 67 right now.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska drops by to give us a preview of this weekend's Packer game. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc.'s Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Human Services in the Ad Council.
Thank you to my
fellow cat owner, Taylor Swift. She's not here, but let me just say, Vice President, I know you're all waiting. Oh, what a bait and switch this guy is. Look, Vice President Harris and I couldn't be more excited to have her support.
Coach Walz, one more.
Really grateful. So, and look. Look, it's not as if I didn't warn these guys a few months ago. You mess with cat people, you will find out. You will find out. So they did. So beautiful strategy there, picking on the cat people.
Yeah, it turns out these grab back.
Yeah. We do.
What? Wow. We even have an ad already.
I remember when we broke up.
Donald Trump was fired by 81 million people.
Seeing this is it, I've had enough.
We cannot afford to have a president of the United States who attempts, as he did in the past, to upend the will of the voters in a free and fair election. You remember that? What that was like when we're not going back. We are not going back.
Yeah, this is exhausting.
You know? They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
God.
Getting back together. Yay, Tay Tay.
Yeah, it's a new Harris ad.
Yeah.
Yeah, America's never ever getting back together.
No.
But Donald Trump. Again. Okay. Oh, hi, John. Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hiya. Welcome to Grandpa, Please Close Your Bathrobe Week in Politics. Hello.
Hey.
I'd like to point out that I, too, can be manipulated with flattery and favors. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to my ragingly heterosexual cat owners against J.D. Vance Zoom meeting. It's great to have you all here.
As we've previously pointed out, you are ragingly heterosexual and confident enough to take your cats for a walk in a stroller in Greenwich Village.
Yes, I do. That's how secure my Y chromosome is. And the same for the bra and panties. I feel okay about it. It doesn't freak me out. I'm fine, people. Just fine.
Okay. Hey, did you know they came for the dogs and cats in Springfield? We didn't say anything, and now they're coming for the geese. And what did Laura? Oh, and the humans.
The humans.
Laura Loomer actually said they're eating humans.
Yeah. So I can't wait for the little Laura Loomer Trump babies. Can you? I can't wait.
Oh my God.
No. Running all around Grandpa's knee. That's dead, you brat. I mean, if Melania had to be humiliated by just one woman, oh, my God, I can't think of anyone I would have rather had it be. It's beautiful. And can I just say, Donald Trump looks great. He finally found the weight loss plan that works, letting Kamala Harris drink his milkshake.
Yeah.
Or milkshake brings. Okay. Somebody tweeted, Trump on Fox News implied Harris was provided the debate questions in advance. They had a rigged show with someone that maybe even had the answers. I mean, I'll be honest, I watched her talk and I said, you know, she seems awfully familiar with the questions. And you said, first of all, someone tell Comeover Caligula there's no such thing as getting the answers in a debate.
Right.
Getting the answers.
That's how good she was.
Think about the millions of men too stupid to realize this man is stupid. Getting the answers to a debate. I can't wait for his next book, Mein Konzept of a Kampf.
Oh, you had thoughts, too, as we did. You said, I hope Save America PAC paid Tulsi handsomely for her debate prep services.
Right.
Nicely
they
done.
Got every penny. Every penny. Oh.
How many rubles did she get for that, I wonder? Because it was really...
Oh, my God, what a performance. Donald Trump sucked so hard, the next morning my TV had a hickey.
Yeah!
I was going to do your joke, but you just did it. Okay, good.
Donald Trump sucked so hard, he paid himself hush money.
All
you understand
right.
What I'm saying?
Okay.
Got it.
Oh,
take that, FCC. I stayed on the right side of that line.
By the way, you said Trump, who did not take a bullet to the head, is talking about taking a bullet to the head. Mm-hmm. That was the thing I forgot him saying. Because of you, I took a bullet. Wait a minute. No. You're blaming Kamala Harris for a 20-year-old white registered Republican shooting at you. Okay.
A Republican wearing, holding the Republican lapel pill gun. Don't leave that out. Mm-hmm. I'm not even calling it an AR. It's the official Republican lapel pin gun. Mm-hmm. That's what they love. It's a Republican kid with a Republican gun shooting at a Republican. Let's blame a mixed race woman, shall we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh my God, of all the things. So Dave Rubin tweeted, Dave Rubin.
Oh, yes, Dave Rubin, please, let's talk about that great baby.
Dave Rubin asked Taylor Swift to reconsider her endorsement. Taylor Swift, you're a young, pretty girl. You know what gang members from Venezuela do to young, pretty girls that ain't pretty? Decoding Fox News just said this disgusting human being works for Russia. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've lost their collective shizzle over the Taylor Swift endorsement, have they not?
Well, look, you know, Dave Rubin is a guy who was a liberal comic for many years, and he was a host on the OutQ channel on Sirius XM. He was a good pal of mine and a good friend to the LGBTQ community. And then he realized you can pay more throwing all gay people under the bus to be Tucker Carlson's pet gay. And that was Dave's dream. And Dave realized his dream, and Dave has planned his career so well, he moved to Florida last year to be at ground zero for the big Ron DeSantis 2024 campaign. So take what Dave says with a grain of salt. I think my gay card is in better standing than his. But on top of that, Elon Musk as well. Elon Musk with the tweet to I mean, I can't even hear you over the sound of Tesla stock plummeting.
Oh my
after
God!
That.
I mean, everyone said
these men can't not be creepy.
We can joke, right? But that was rapey. I'll give you a child. Yeah. I'm like, ew.
I'll put a baby in you, Jesus.
God.
And by the way, what's Donald Trump going to do after Election Day when we realize this is a campaign of whether you're going to vote for not for who the president is, but whether Donald Trump goes to the White House or back to the courthouse? Because he's going to have three criminal trials next year.
Yep.
We're going to binge watch all three reality shows. How is he going to raise money? How is Donald Trump going to get these rubes to pay for his defense lawyers?
Yeah, yeah.
He's not got a campaign anymore. Crypto, he figured it out.
Oh,
these
God.
People are going to be shoveling money to him from the grave.
By the way, is he still selling that one of them looking like Rocky ever since Kamala beat the crap out of him?
Yeah, NFTs.
Yes, I believe so.
The Donald Trump softcore gay porn NFT line. But listen,
I guess he's Apollo Creed, though, in that, because he said there ain't going to be no rematch, right?
Right.
He got,
But again, you know what?
He won.
They're the only thing he's ever sold that was made in America, so let's have some respect
for that. This is true. This is true. And apparently he didn't see Rocky IV either, so.
You never saw any of them.
So we got the war criminal and the torture czar's endorsement, Dick Cheney. And, GOP campaign consultant Susan Del Percio suggested there will Kamala Harris will be getting an additional endorsements from members of the Republican Party. I'm telling you, Satan's. I've predicted this, John. Who is left? Dick Cheney, Alberto Gonzalez. I'm saying Satan's next. What other major Republican is there? George Bush already said he's not going to redo it.
The fact that George Bush still won't come out against Donald Trump is the strongest evidence yet that George Bush was worse than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And it's totally awkward for me because Dick Cheney endorsed Kamala Harris the same day Alan Dershowitz quit the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And Steph, you know this, I'm BFFs with both of them. So it's totally awkward now.
So Susan said, I think former President Bush is a good example, even though he said he won't be endorsing. I'm not so sure, coming only 2 to 4 weeks, that maybe he changes his mind. This is the saddest part of what's happened to this party. She said, Republicans, I understand why some chose not to. As far as elected officials who can afford a security detail, that makes sense. But when you do that, you go after the former President Trump. There's a security issue for your family that's very serious. How sad is that state of a party that only people that maybe still have Secret Service can consider doing it? Because of Trump's thugs, right? Mm-hmm.
George Bush has not been invited to, what, 5 RNCs in a row? He certainly has been persona non grata at the last 3. And he still can't. George, if there's anyone alive who should care a little bit about burnishing his legacy, my God, here's the final proof that Cheney is smarter than Bush. Mm-hmm. Cheney at least understands how awful his place in the history books are going to be, and he's going to try to do one decent thing before he kicks off. Bush is still like, you want to see my picture? I mean, my God.
Stop drawing pictures of your weenie in the shower and do something good for your country.
I painted a horsey. Want to see my picture? Oh.
So Let's see. More reviews from the debate the other night. Mika Brzezinski, Willie Geist laughed at Trump, saying they weren't surprised since the whole country witnessed him getting blown out of the room. Mika said he must have been so traumatized by being so badly beaten, he just wanted to get it out of his mind that he'd ever have to be on stage again with Kamala Harris. Willie, he objectively got blown out of the room at that debate 3 nights ago. He knows that. His advisors know that. Republicans who support him generally have said that on television. Fox News hosts are saying that, and he knows he got creamed. Now he's framing as the debate was unfair. Yeah, he's saying he won, and it's unfair, and right. ABC yes. should lose its license. And he's saying he will not debate again. Scaramucci this morning said he thinks he will. I mean, he said, you know, he likes
she
the build-up.
And demand it. She needs to demand another debate every day. She needs to once a day say, I call on Donald Trump to have another debate for the American people to hear our agendas for this country. Because if Trump says yes, she wins. And if Trump says no, she wins.
Yep.
He's going to be hiding and hiding and hiding. And then coming out of his hole to say things like, I don't know, states should decide abortion for women, not women. I mean, the performance was the... My God, this country owes an apology to Joe Biden's debate performance.
Yep.
He couldn't even say, yes, I would like our ally Ukraine to win.
Yep.
He couldn't come out and just say that because he's not allowed to, just like most of those trolls on Twitter.
Yeah. It was hard to pick a highlight or low light, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
I
you
felt
know
like
what the highlight
nothing
was.
Would win I my love- heart like the reading Dogs and Cats until he said she's performing trans surgery on illegal immigrants in prison.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was like, at least someone's in my fetish group on AOL. But, you know, the thing is, I love the music you played of the Dogs and Cats clip. Have you heard the Peanuts clip?
Oh,
have you heard?
Where's the Peanuts clip? I love that.
It's beautiful.
It syncs exactly to the Peanuts music, which is my favorite music
ever. And
you've
got to play it over and over again. It's fantastic. I'm making my kid listen to this. It's so good.
Yes, Bob Seska played it. We were supposed to get that. Let's get that. It's hilarious.
I'll send it to you. There's a whole like hip hop remix as well.
Oh wow!
So
okay.
It's great. I mean, it's great. Think about all the young people, because young people watch this stuff in high schools. They're talking about these presidential debates. My kid's in junior high, and we're watching the debate. The first 5 minutes, he points out like Kamala Harris goes to shake his hand, and Henry says his wife won't even hold his hand at an airport. And I'm like, you've been watching good YouTube videos, kid. It was beautiful as a civics lesson. It's going to be so hard for these idiots and racists to pretend that he really is this competent afterwards. And a lot of them aren't pretending anymore. It's so fun seeing how furious they all are. They can't defend him. So they've got to go after the moderators. And you saw Ben Shapiro's tweet. I haven't seen Ben that angry since the couples counselor tried to convince him the female orgasm's a real thing. They're furious. Megyn Kelly, my coworker down the hall, furious at the moderators. And I'm like, well, which of the lies?
Not as mad as she is at Taylor Swift.
She's really mad at Taylor Swift.
Oh, God, yeah.
Really mad. Well, women be having choice a little too much in this country, it appears.
Yeah.
By the way, I've met John Fugelsang's son, and he's just as tall and beautiful as John Fugelsang.
I've never met John Fugelsang's.
And John had to explain to him why I worship. I just say, she worships the area of daddy that made you.
I was there when he was conceived.
I know.
Yeah.
You were in the bathroom?
We all were. Chicago Theater.
My wife had to explain your comments about my member on stage to my child. My child was like, why is she saying that about dad's penis so often during the show? And my wife had to explain, that's how Stephanie calls a man handsome. So just so you understand, she's integrated your teachings into his overall learning. So thank you for that, Stephanie.
You're teaching the children well,
Listen,
Stephanie.
Men have been objectifying women for 11 billion years. It's about time. You got treated like the little piece of eye candy you are, mister. All right.
Why, thank you.
I will see you in it. Next Saturday in Durham, North Carolina. How about that? And then Phoenix. And then Kansas City. And then I'm just saying, when you start with Luke Skywalker and President Bartlett for L.A. Sexy
right.
Liberal, who knows where
That's
we're going? Who knows where we're going?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We love you, John Fugelsang. SexyLiberal.com.
Guys, thank you. And remember, more tariffs would have stopped Dave Grohl, too.
Like, thank you.
Tariffs fix everything. Everything. Trust me.
thank
you guys so much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Oh.
Oh, I haven't Googled weather in Durham yet. How are we in the fall in Durham? It's not...
Still September.
It's still going to be warmish.
Listen, I have the pants, but I sometimes have the short sleeve top, or sometimes I have the long sleeve top, just depending. But they're all so soft and breathable and eleganza.
Oh, eleganza.
I have the black color. I have the blush color. I have new olive green, which is dreamy. The Cozy Earth bamboo sheet set, OMG. Soft as butter. Unbelievably soft. It gets softer, by the way, with every wash. I thought it was my imagination. I'm like, this can't possibly be softer. It is.
It is.
It gets softer. The duvet cover, I have it all. Love it. The new puffy sheep slippers, they wrap your feet in luxurious warmth. Perfect for any season. Excuse me. Oh. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Use the code Miller up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Don't forget to tell them I sent you in that post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
Stephanie Miller.
It's Friday night. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get late. I'm gonna be late on Monday.
What if you could help turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age? Introducing Dr. Marty Pett's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by Jody Hamilton's prescience and preciousness, and the fact that she is my precious.
Well,
because she knew about Carino Mobile 20 years ago.
Of course.
It's annoying how many things you think are a brilliant idea, and Jody's like, I knew that. Doing that for 20 years. Carino Mobile, the country's only progressive phone company. They have donated $11 billion. Just a lot, to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, ACLU. Join them. You get everything you need in a phone company, the nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching, easy peasy, also lemon squeezy.
Sure.
Yeah. Bring your phone. Bring your current number. Bam. Just go over to CredoMobile.com. And guess what? For back to school, they'll give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them and donate $50 to donors. Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. How cool is that? Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516. All right. Oh, we were finishing up about Jocelyn Benson and, you know, electoral fuckery.
Yes.
I don't like to call them shenanigans. It is electoral.
Yes, okay. It is.
If we find a non-citizen registered or vote, if we find anyone who's not a citizen who is inadvertently registered to vote, we remove them from the rolls. Right. If in the very rare circumstance that person stays on the rolls and they vote, then we will prosecute. And that's the same all across the country. We're very serious about doing that. And so
Thank
the
you.
Suggestion yesterday, or in many ways that we're not, is really, frankly, offensive, because our jobs every day are to show up and make sure the integrity of our elections is paramount.
So it's rare in Michigan.
Yes, it's rare, and it's rare across the country, and there have been plenty of studies, including from the Heritage Foundation, that reinforce that fact.
Thank you. Illegals are not voting. It's against the law already.
Right.
Okay. We're not seeing non-citizens participating in our elections in any state at high rates. When we see someone who's not eligible to vote for any reason, registered to vote, we remove them from the rolls, and we work within the confines of the law to do that. And again, I tried to walk through that yesterday before the hearing, and also make the case that when these unsubstantiated claims of non-citizens voting proliferate, it harms not just the public's faith in our elections, but it translates into threats to election workers themselves, and they need to know that.
Thank you. By the way, I apologize. I got tricked into saying illegals. I meant undocumented immigrants. I was quoting Donald Trump saying illegals are voting.
Yeah,
like never before, like nothing anyone's ever seen, ever.
I let that go.
Thank you.
I choose my hills to die on.
I police myself. Pull over. Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
So, yeah, and by the way, these people, these poll workers, do not have Secret Service protection.
No.
So when they put targets on their back, they're in severe danger of being harmed. And, you know, just another example of Republicans being rat effers. They cannot win without lying, cheating, and stealing, and that's all we need to know.
Yep.
Having said that, thank you, Jody. Jody, I'm going to get in line behind Stephanie in claiming that you are my precious, because when the subject of Stephanie Miller's spinoff came up, you mentioned Anita and I, so thank you very much. And I just want to say that Kevin, the hilarious gay, is going to be on our recording. He's coming over later to record with us, and so I'm excited about that. That will drop for everybody on Monday.
Right.
True Blue Politics.
And the other True Blue Politics podcast.
Yes,
and the other thing too, I just want to say, you know, we cannot take anything for granted. But you know what? Damn it, I'm going to be happy and I'm going to be joyful, because joyfulness and happiness gives way to determination and hope. So we have got to just put everything we have into.
Yes, we've got. You know what we got to do?
On getting Kamala elected.
That's right. Hard work. But what is hard work? It's good work. Hard work is good work.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Hard work is good work. That's what we have to do.
Right.
Amen.
We're not going back.
No.
Not going back.
We're not getting back not together.
That's
ever. A different thing.
Ever, ever.
Ever, ever with Donald Trump. Ever. Again. Okay, Fridays with Frangela next. Squee!
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. We'll get you ready for the big Alabama visiting Wisconsin Badger game and much more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.